gave me to share with you all this morning is a very simple message. When the Lord began giving it to me, I was like, Lord, did I preach something similar a number of months ago? I'm not totally sure, and I'm not going to worry about it, but I want to share with you what the Lord put on my heart. This week, and I know that different ones, I know Brother Randy, was it an aunt that lost her husband suddenly? There has been a lot of death recently, it seems like, and I've been meditating, considering, and the Lord's been talking to me about the uncertainty of days. Last week, there was a lot of tragedy. As been mentioned in service already, Brother Gordon passed away. You know, I had plans to stop and see Brother Gordon. We were driving back from the Guthrie meeting, and we were pretty worn out, and I knew I was going to be going that direction in a couple more days. And we had talked about whether to stop then or maybe if I were to stop in a couple days on my way through. And so I waited. And I never got an opportunity to stop by and see him again. It was my desire to stop by and let him know one more time we loved him and just to be there and to see him. But I didn't know that his days were that close. And I never had an opportunity to do that. Brother Nathaniel was at his funeral services, and the day after he passed away, I talked to his brother, Brother Emmanuel, and you know, Brother Nathaniel had plans to go back to the Guthrie meeting, and someone he was to pick up was waiting on him to come pick him up, and he never showed up. And so they called his brother, they called Brother Emmanuel and said, Brother Nathaniel hasn't come to pick me up to take me to meeting. Do you know where he's at? Can't get hold of him. So we went by the house, and he was laying on the floor dead. 55 years old. Unexpected. No indication. He'd had some high blood pressure, but no indication that he would go out into eternity that quickly. The other tragic death that happened last week, we didn't know. Young person, there have been children that have died and gone out. And I just want to remind us this morning that our days are uncertain. There's an uncertainty of days. And there's something about being young that thinks it won't happen. But it does happen, and it will happen, and it is happening, and it happens to all of us. Death is going to come. Even if the Lord doesn't come back for a while, even if He delays His tarrying, all of us, our days are uncertain. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the day. I don't know if you're going to make it through the day. Our days, life is so fleeting and it's so short. And you know the scripture, but in James in the 4th chapter, he asked the question 14 and 15. He said, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? What is it? We don't have a guarantee of tomorrow, folks. He said it's just a vapor. I remember as a child in children's meeting, I think, or at Monarch, maybe someone lighting a match, and it was burned into my memory. They lit a match and they blew it out, and that smoke was there, and then it dissipated. And they were talking about that scripture. They said that's what life is like. It's just there for just a moment, and then it's gone. And it says, for you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Our life is uncertain this morning. And that means then that knowing that there is an uncertainty of days, the Lord wants us to take the time that we have and be sure we're ready. Be sure we're ready for when and it is our time to go. And there's another thought that the Lord would have us get hold of this morning, to recognize that if you look around this morning, I need to remember that your days are uncertain as well. When you go home, your family, your friends, the people you work with, your enemies. See, there's an uncertainty of days, and their time is very limited. We don't know when they're going to go out into eternity. And when we begin to view things like that in perspective of eternity and that days are uncertain, I wonder if it would change how we live sometimes. I wonder if it would change how we conduct ourselves. I wonder if it would change our priorities, recognizing that it is uncertain whether we live. One thing is certain, though, and that is death. Our days are uncertain, but it is certain that all of us are going to die. Hebrews 9:27, it speaks of an appointment. And do you know what an appointment is? By definition, it is a meeting set for a specific time or place. I've got an appointment. Do you know that all of us have an appointment this morning? And the thing about it is, I don't know when it is, but there's an appointed. Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die. Once. But after this, the judgment. There's an appointment. Sometimes people don't show up for their appointments. Sometimes people say, well, I had another more important meeting. Or I forgot about it. I think all of us have forgotten maybe something like that at times. But there is an appointment that all of us are going to keep. And it's an appointment with death. But we don't know when it is. And we don't know where it's going to be. And so he reminded us, there is an appointment. And after that, there's going to be a judgment. So then, Lord, help me not to put off things that are critical in my life to get ready for that appointment. Remember the prophet Jeremiah saying, the harvest is past, and the summer is ended, and we are not saved. There are people this morning that they intellectually, they know what we're talking about this morning. They know they're going to die, but there's something about people, there's something about human nature that wants to procrastinate, and we count on tomorrow coming. How many things have we put off for tomorrow? Last night, I had a list, so I was working, and I was working like I'm not stopping, so I just kept on working. But do you know it's easy to just say, okay, I'm just going to put it off and put it off. And there's things that I've been intending to do for a couple of years now and haven't gotten to yet. Because I was doing other things. But spiritually, what I trust all of us are saved this morning. But all of us to remember, let's not procrastinate with our soul. If there are things that we know that if I had knowledge that tomorrow was going to be my last day, are there things that I would want to do? Are there things I would want to fix? Are there prayers I would want to pray? Because we have an appointment. We can't live in fear. Don't misunderstand the burden this morning. The Lord gave us life to live. And I can't go around saying, am I going to die right now? Or am I going to die tomorrow? But He wants us to remember death is coming. And don't put off those things that we know the Lord is calling for in our life. See, the summer's past, because the harvest is past, the summer's ended. The weather's been good, and I've been intending to fix the roof, but you know, it hadn't been raining, so it's been okay. And then when the rain comes, well, I can't fix the roof now because it's raining outside. And thus become the problems inside when you get leaks. In other words, just putting off things spiritually. Saints, let's not put things off. Because you consider the regret and the heartache that there will be for eternity if we neglect our soul. If we neglect doing the things that God is calling for. Because the fact of the matter is, there is no convenient time to do some things. I found that, and I'm sure you do too, because it's life. There are some things it is never convenient. I need to paint my front door. I painted the trim 2 years ago. It's made it, you know. And I had paint, but I had other stuff going. Just put it off. It's never convenient. Oh, I want to go paint the door. That sounds fun. And I enjoy painting sometimes, but the door without thick paint and all that, that's not my favorite thing to paint doors. But when is it convenient to do the things that God, when He calls for something in our life? When the Lord comes along and shows us an area and He's saying, you know what, you need to take care of this thing. It's not convenient, and we can't afford to wait for a convenient time because there's an uncertainty of days. The Lord's going to come back for us sometime. You know, we went out to Oregon to Christmas. We had not been with our family, my family, for years over the holidays. It had been years since we'd been there. And do you know one of the reasons we went? We weren't there very long. I mean, it's a long trip to stay somewhere 4 days on the West Coast. But the reason we went was because that was one of the factors. Because my parents aren't getting any younger. And I know one of these days I'm going to get a phone call. And we thought, you know what? If a lot of the other family is going to be there, we need to go. We need to go. And we enjoyed it, and it was good to be there. But do you know, part of it was because of an uncertainty. You know, once the allotted time, 70 years or about, things can happen. Things can happen to all of us, has been reflected this week. So let's live life with that in mind. Let's not forget that one day, you know, I still remember vividly getting the knock on our door at home. Opened up the door and two policemen stood there and said, "Can we come in?" It's like, why are the police at my home wanting to come in my house? And they asked Renee, they said, "Can we come in?" Okay? You know, we're there with just what's going on. Why are you here? And they told us, "Your son has drowned." We said, "Is he alive?" They said, "We don't know." One of these days, you're going to get a knock on the door. One of these days, the phone is going to ring, and it's going to be someone that you didn't expect that it would be that sudden. Brother Rand, didn't you say your uncle, was it, he passed away and very suddenly? This is happening. It does happen. There's an uncertainty of days. We can't change that. Life is short. Accidents happen. Physical things happen. But Jesus told us, and we're not going to take the time to read it. I think you get the message. But Matthew 24, Jesus said, "Watch there." He said, you don't know the day or the hour that the Lord's coming. So just watch. And he told us, he said, "I'm going to come as a thief in the night." In other words, when you're not expecting it. I'm going to come. And he said, don't be like the servant that says, "Oh, the master delays his coming, and so I can just go out and kind of live how I want to live." But he said, be the servant, and I'm paraphrasing, be the servant that is doing the will of the Father. Be the servant that's doing the right thing. Because folks, we need to, everything that we do, we need to not be ashamed if the Lord were to come back at this moment. You know, really, that's what holiness is about. It really is. Holiness is pure, clean living. Pureness in our hearts. That, Lord, whatever I'm doing, wherever I am, whatever I'm feeding on, that, Lord, I'm ready for you to come. And if there are things that we're not ready for the Lord to come, that's when the Lord's want to remind us, say, remember, it's uncertain. The phone call might be on you the next time and say, well, what was wrong? I didn't know they were sick. It was unexpected. Got in an accident. They had a heart attack. Something tragic happened. So Lord, help us to recognize our days are uncertain. And that's why the prophet told Hezekiah, you remember he said, set your house in order because you're going to die. So set your house in order. I think Sister Jeannie, if I remember correctly, Sister Jeannie has made some comment to the sisters before. I remember Renee telling me. She said, always keep your living room and kitchen clean. You know, there may be some other areas that need some attention, but keep it clean so if you get that unexpected knock on the door. Do you know what I'm talking about? So you get that unexpected knock on the door and you have company and they can come in and things are straight and picked up. But spiritually, I don't even want a back room messy spiritually. If it's that way, then whatever you want. But spiritually, we're going to have the Lord coming one of these days. And I want my life I want my house to be in order. I don't want there to be things that, if I knew I was going to die, I would need to go apologize. Or I'd need to go humble myself. Or I'd need to go fix that. Or I'd need to go pay that debt. Or I'd need to go to my wife and say, honey, I haven't treated you right. I don't want to have to go to my children and say, children, I haven't been a good father to you. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live in a way that I want to have my house in order, that when the Lord comes, that He can say, well done. So if there are things in our lives, knowing that our life is uncertain, that we would want to fix, that word measure up tends to kind of, it has connotations, but to rise to. Something in our life to rise to that we're not ashamed, that we can say as John the Revelator, Lord, even so, come Lord Jesus. When the Lord said, behold, I come quickly. So if we knew the Lord was going to come, what would we do? I would leave that with us this morning. What about others in our lives? Do you know, Sister Rhonda, you addressed it in prayer requests, but I want to touch on it. Do you know that if I would have known, I told you I was planning to go see Brother Gordon. If I would have known he wouldn't have lasted two more days, do you know, I think I would have stopped because I wanted to see him again. I wanted him to know I loved him. But I didn't get that opportunity. He knew that. He knew I loved him. But you know what? I can't live in guilt over that either. And there are things that life has a way. All of us, if you knew someone was going to die, we'd all want to pick up the phone or go see him or tell him one more time, I care about you. But we can't live in guilt because there is an uncertainty of days that is on all of us. And when people die, there is a guilt that we can't carry. Because if I would have known. But this is what we do know this morning. I don't know when everybody else is going to die, but I do know they're going to. I do know that. I do know that. Let me share something with you. I felt so bad about something a few years ago. I had someone come to me and they asked something of me. And I thought it was just a casual request. And so I said, you figure out exactly what you want. And I said, let me know. And I was willing to do it. I was willing to do it. But what I didn't know is it was a cry for help. And I didn't know it. They didn't tell me. They didn't say, Brother Michael, I'm struggling and I need some help. They just said, oh, I'd like to get together sometime. And can we do? It was like, well, yeah, that's fine. You figure, but it was someone that was a little bit younger and they weren't comfortable just coming out with it. And later on, I'm very close to that person today, but I found out and it made me feel about that big because I didn't know. And you know what? I think they probably had to struggle a little bit. Brother Michael didn't, you know, and I didn't know. And I felt really bad about it. But you know what? I don't know what everybody's going through, but do you know what I do know this morning? I know people have struggles. So we could say, but if I knew they had a problem, then I would take time for them. But do you recognize this morning, just your family, your friends, people you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of struggles right now. So Lord, help me to recognize then that if their life is uncertain too, is there something we could do maybe to be more sensitive? I do know that our days are numbered. And this is, I think, Paul, when he addressed it, he was addressing the spiritual man as well as his relationship with others. But he said over in Acts 24:16, and herein do I exercise myself always. And I come back to that scripture a lot, but herein do I exercise myself. This is my labor. This is my work. That I have a conscience void of offense before God and man. In other words, because days are uncertain, that Lord, I want to be sure that I'm clear with you. But I also want to be sure that I'm clear before man. That I'm not carrying baggage around with me. That I'm not, and I know you can't please everybody. That's not what I'm saying this morning. I know there are some people you can't do anything good enough. But in what we do, that Lord, I want to live in such a way that my conscience is clear. And if there's something I need to go and pay a debt, it may not just be money, but if there's a debt I owe, that I will go do it. Because their days are number two. And what? How would I feel if I get the call and said, this person died? I owed him a debt. I owed him a debt. I wish I would have paid it. Now they're dead. You see, just a reminder this morning. I've been reflecting with all these funerals and the grief. It's, Lord, help us to recognize there's an uncertainty of days. So teach us, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to number our days. Help us to recognize the uncertainty of life spiritually, but also recognize that, you know, I've been close to death multiple times, but, you know, for some reason, my wife could die before I do. She could be in an accident. She'd have a heart attack. She could. My children, we've almost been there too. Life or death, not knowing. So knowing that we're all going to face that as well, then Lord, help me to recognize that in my interaction, in my dealings, in the debts that I owe, to recognize that people are struggling, to recognize that people need love. I was talking to another family member 2 days ago, and we were expressing appreciation, and we were kind of chuckling about it, because I know, and you children, you don't have to answer this. I don't know how many of you young people, children, go and tell someone you love them. You know, your siblings, oh, I love you. And that's a good thing to do. I hope you do it. But I know sometimes when people are a little younger, they're not as comfortable. And even young adults sometimes aren't just as free to do that. But I was talking with a family member, thought, you know, said, we were talking about, I don't know that we don't appreciate, this is what they were saying, I don't know that it's we appreciate any more now than we used to, I mean any less, but it's just that as we're getting older, recognize the need to just express that more, that we love you, we appreciate you, I'm glad you're family. I'm glad you're a friend. Do you know that's important? And we don't need, it's important for people. It means something to know. And I told them, I said, you know what? I said, I don't ever want anything to jeopardize friendship and family connection. I don't want anything to jeopardize that. You know, the Lord wants us to number our days. Lord, help us to apply our hearts to wisdom. I am thankful that the Lord is with us, not only in life, but in death. And when death comes, we don't have to face it by ourselves. But the Lord has something for us to do as well, to be ready.